Lesson number 5. Transformed by the Spirit. Once again, we think about the experience of Nicodemus. We imagine the greatest Bible teacher of his time. Jesus says to him, "Art thou the teacher in Israel?" Which is what he was, member of the Sanhedrin, high as he could get in ecclesiastical councils. He was a ruler. The things he didn't understand. And Jesus opened the talk with Nicodemus by an interesting statement. Unless a man is born again, or as the margin indicates it, born from above, that is, through the agency of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Cannot see it. It's a mystery to him. And so Jesus Christ is emphasizing to this learned theologian that with all the knowledge of Scripture that he had not yet caught a vision of the kingdom of God. So this being born from above, as part number one stresses, is likened in Scripture to a new birth, a new beginning, from which a transformation or change of the previous thought and action kind of life is removed, and a brand new born again life started. Now Nicodemus and we must catch a glimpse of the possibility of this. We must see what it means to be ruled over by God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingship of Christ within the human personality. And then as he continued, he gave him the next step. Except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter. So those two stages are vital. It's possible to see what God has in store for us, but then stop short, reject it, refuse to be born again, refuse to live the kind of life that the injection of this new divine principle within the thinking will bring about. The rebirth which Christ talked about of water and the Spirit talks of baptism, talks about the washing of water by the Word, talks about the foot washing. So we must be continually cleansed, born again, begotten by the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus illustrated the work of the Spirit by the work of the wind. When you think of the millions of tons of dust that were blown into the air by the volcanic action in the Philippines or in Java, or in Northwest United States, wind cleanses it. What would happen to the smog of the great metropolitan areas of the world if the wind didn't carry out his cleansing ministry? The wind is invisible, but it produces effects that are seen and felt. So the work of the Holy Spirit upon the soul will reveal itself in every act of him who has felt its saving power. The Spirit should take possession of the heart, transform the life. It will help sinful thoughts to be put away. This requires a determination. Evil deeds to be renounced. This requires an effort. Man has got a part to play. The Holy Spirit is the catalyst. But man must decide not to think these evil thoughts. When they come into the mind, say, Lord, take them away. I read a Chinese proverb, I believe it was, years ago. We cannot stop the birds of discontent from flying over our heads, but we can prevent them building their nests in our hair. And so we have a part to do with the help of the Holy Spirit. Part number two, Paul taught exactly as Christ had taught, repeating his teaching. In the new birth, in the putting away of the man of sin, in divorcing from that husband that we were married to, allowing him to die, we must walk in the Spirit, with the Spirit, full of the Spirit. Part number three. The new birth is the gift of Christ's righteousness. It too comes in two stages. The first is, it's imputed to our account. It's put to our account. We haven't got it. We've never lived a virtuous life. All men are liars. We've never said the right thing. Now the grace of Jesus Christ puts to our account, takes care of the sins of the past, starts us out. And then throughout the rest of our lives, the Holy Spirit works to bring about sanctification. That is the impartation in a practical form, in our thoughts and words and deeds, of all that Jesus Christ was and wants us to be. Whoever lives by the truth and has experienced a new birth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. He carries out the righteous requirements of the law. He does it. If Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, but your spirit, your mind, your disposition, what you long for, is alive because of the righteousness which Jesus Christ has put into you. Righteousness within, imputed, day by day imparted by the Holy Spirit, produces righteousness without, conformity to the righteousness exemplified by Christ and recorded in the law. Everyone who does righteousness is born of God. Part number four. The new birth gives spiritual victory. Jesus Christ was the victorious, and he gives us his faith, that is the victory that overcomes the world. The promise is, to him that overcometh, continuously, it's a process, moment by moment, I will give to eat of the tree of life, and he shall not be hurt of the second death, and I will grant to him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, moment by moment, by the Spirit. With myself I can do nothing, in the Father I can do everything. Even as I overcame, Jesus said, and am set down with my Father in his throne. And so the promise is, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now while we say our faith, this faith is a gift of Jesus Christ. It's not your own. It's a gift of God. And so the remnant keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. They are now made possessors of that faith of Jesus. In the new birth, the heart is brought into harmony with God and in accord with the law. The old life of alienation from God is ended and a new life has begun. Part number five, this is a daily experience. Paul says, I die daily. I lay down my life daily to To follow Jesus requires wholehearted conversion at the start and a repetition of this conversion every day. Every day. Christ will advance, the Christian will advance daily in the divine life. As he advances toward perfection, he experiences a conversion to God every day. Testimonies 2:505. This is a most important concept. As the sinner, part number 6, is drawn by the power of Christ, approaches the lifted cross, prostrates himself before it, there is a new creation. A new heart is given him. He becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. Holiness finds that it has nothing more to require. God himself is the justifier of him who believes in Jesus Christ. So through the Holy Spirit, we may come into this close relationship with our Savior and into the covenant relationship with God.